Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan back on the hotline. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey. Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Jessica.
Yes, happy summer, Mayor. It's here.
The summer is officially here.
Yep.
It's in full swing, so we just better hold on, and that's hope it's going to be a great ride.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Tracy and I and Bryce just actually got back from vacation. So if you don't mind, I'd like to back up a little bit before we get into Memorial Weekend. I'd like to back up to Boardwalk Rock. Huge success in Ocean City. Give us your take. Give us a rundown. I mean, town I know was packed.
Yeah, I thought Boardwalk Rock was a huge success. We had it was sold out both days. That's 55,000 tickets for, you know, both Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
It was a great lineup. It was a busy weekend for me. I didn't get down there till late Sunday, about mid-Sunday afternoon. But I'll tell you, the crowds were great. Everybody was having a good time. Actually, by late Sunday afternoon, there were a lot of people sitting on the benches that looked pretty tired, because that's a long time to be down there. But they were smiling. Everybody had a good time. I got to get down on Sunday afternoon. One act, I wanted to see Alice Cooper. Just one of those acts I've always wanted to see. And I'll tell you what, he rocked the place. I mean, he was absolutely 78 years old, and you never would have known that. And
wow.
I've talked to a lot of people that were there for the whole concert, but happened to see Alice Cooper and said he was the best. He just rocked it. So got to see him, Brett Michaels, a couple others, but nice crowd, great crowd, everybody having a good time. You know, it's just these concerts have been a tremendous success. They bring great crowds to town. We introduce new people to Ocean City every time we have a concert like that, and hopefully they're going to become, you know, repeat visitors to the town. So kudos to the town staff, to everybody, to C3. Thank you. Another great concert event.
So what's up next for C3? What's their next big event?
Well, next event will be Ocean's Calling, which will be the last weekend in September.
Okay.
And then that first weekend in October will be Country Calling.
Okay, so, yeah, that was my thing. I wasn't sure which came first. So Ocean's Calling is next, which is always a big favorite of mine. And, you know, that was the original, you know, big concert that they started putting on. And, I mean, that'll be sold out. Is it already? It might be already sold out, other than on the second.
Yeah, that might have already be sold out.
Yeah.
I haven't checked that on lately. We wanted to get through Boardwalk Rock. And I'll tell you, the C3 came in. It takes them 9 days to set it up. They build that whole city right there out on the beach, and then it takes them like less than 5 days to tear it down. So everything was free and open, and the inlet parking lot, everything was ready for Memorial Day weekend. So
Wow. Everybody
really did a great job. I want to thank everybody who came. You know, thank all the businesses for participating, and you know, hopefully it was a good weekend for everybody.
Well, you know, Boardwalk Rock, the day before Boardwalk Rock, it was pouring in Ocean City. I saw a couple videos on social media from Coastal Highway, and I was like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And all of a sudden, Boardwalk Rock opened up. The sun came out.
It was great.
People came. It was sold out. I mean, it was unbelievable. The weather, like, just, like, rose.
Yeah, the weather really did us a favor that weekend.
Yeah.
You know, this time of year, it's iffy. It's, you know, spring, early summertime type of weather. And you're right, Bill, that the clouds just kind of broke and
yeah.
The sun came out. And it was the perfect weather. It was a beautiful weekend.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, I saw some conflicting reports. We were out of town, like I said, but I saw some conflicting, you know, statuses and reports about Memorial Weekend in Ocean City. I have a theory on the whole thing, and I'll ask you. Yeah, I'll ask you what you think officially as the mayor of Ocean City, but you know, people were like, oh, Memorial Weekend was dead. There wasn't a lot of people, you know, in town. It was not like it used to be, et cetera, et cetera. Now, before you even say anything, I also did hear from and see on Facebook and stuff that there were, you know, business owners saying that it was good. So here's my thing. Like I said to my wife the other day, I was like, you know what? Memorial Weekend is a huge weekend for Ocean City and the beach and kind of like the kickoff. But I don't know. I think in 2025, are people's habits different? Like, I feel like there was 55,000 people for Boardwalk Rock. You know, they're coming down for these big concerts and other events. Memorial Weekend is still a thing, but it might not be as big of a thing as some of these other events that Ocean City has. So I don't think it's going to like hurt anything that it doesn't match up to different numbers. I think that because there's something every weekend in town and it's always a good weekend, that sometimes it's spread out a little bit more. Am I kind of on point with that, or
I think that could be, you know, part of just the transition of Ocean City and our summer season. You know, I think we're also, you know, more weather dependent than we ever were because of the internet, because of just social media, because of all the technology and all the information that's available.
Yeah.
You know, there's an awful lot of activities going on. There's a lot of graduations. There's a lot of kids' sporting events. You know, there's a lot more things that I think we're in competition with over Memorial Day weekend than maybe we were 15, 20 years ago. So I think the dynamics have changed a little bit.
Right.
And it's a lot of it's based on the weather, too. You know, traveling is expensive today, and I think people really look ahead to see what the weather's going to be like. I think we had a nice crowd. Memorial Day weekend, not the biggest weekend of the year anymore. It really isn't, but it's a nice weekend. I think we had a nice crowd. I don't think we were packed, but I saw the people that were here. I was up on the boardwalk a lot this weekend throughout town. The people that were here were having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
Since the weather wasn't perfect, although Sunday in particular, there were a lot of people on the beach. People were out and doing the other things you can do in Ocean City. The boardwalk was crowded. You know, you look around the highway, miniature golf courses, restaurants, those places, they kind of were reaping the benefits of maybe not people not being out on the beach all day. So, you know, you kind of got to balance it out and see how we go throughout the summer. But, you know, I think we had a nice crowd. I think the people that were here enjoyed it. You know, I think that, you know, we'll just watch these crowds build, especially as the weather gets a little bit warmer and some of these other activities, you know, at the end of the school year start to stop. You know, people will be thinking a little more about us.
Where did Mayor Rick go and eat this weekend? I know you always love to, you know, support those local businesses. And, you know, even if it's just for a slice of pizza or some Thrasher's fries or whatever, what did you eat or drink or where did you go this weekend?
Well, I'm going to divulge my secrets. I was at Sahara for breakfast on Sunday.
Okay.
We were Franco's pizza on the boardwalk.
Oh, yeah.
One of your faves.
Saturday night. Yeah, that's one of my favorites because we can walk there. It's so close.
Yeah.
You know, actually, we were way up north last night, so we had been at Coyne Pub.
Okay.
Went there to watch Teenage Rust in the afternoon.
Nice.
And took some friends home and we're way up north and stopped at the new Fenwick Pub, which is, of course, in Fenwick Island. So kind of went over the border a little bit, but that's new. That was nice. That's exciting. You know, there's a lot of places, you know, that are opening up. I can't wait to go to the Hideaway at Secret, the new upscale restaurant they've opened at on the bayfront behind Area 51. Hope to go there next Thursday. You know, there's a lot of places to go, and, you know, we hit quite a few this weekend, but, you know,
nice.
We try to go out and about.
The Sahara. We haven't eaten there
yeah.
in a long time. It's been a while. That definitely brings back some memories. You know, quick little side story. One of my first jobs when I was a young teenager in Ocean City was working at the best motels. I worked at the Beachmark. You had this executive, the Sahara, and the Tides for the Wilds.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, so.
I think everybody that grew up here, came here when they were young, had all those different jobs in a lot of those places, you know, and they were great experiences for all of us. I think the other thing I want to note is, you know, we were welcoming all the visitors and, you know, had a great holiday weekend and people were here to enjoy the beach and the boardwalk and the businesses, but we also wanted to remember what Memorial Day is all about.
Yes.
And it's about remembering and honoring those that gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country. And we held a memorial ceremony on the boardwalk on Sunday at 1 p.m. And we were honored to have General Jadeen Burkhead with us, who from the Maryland National Guard. And she was here, and it was terrific. We had a great ceremony right on the boardwalk. Big crowd of people. And it was really nice to be able to do that and to honor those veterans, both men and women, that sacrificed so we could be here and do the things we do today. And, you know, it was great. I also went yesterday over to Ocean Pines at the War Memorial Ceremony they have there, then at the American Legion in Ocean City. There was an awful lot of really touching ceremonies honoring the true meaning of Memorial Day. And, you know, I think that's something we all want to remember and not forget as we're having a great time here at the beach.
Yes, no, definitely, absolutely. A lot of great events you guys do and all over Delmarva as far as Memorial Day goes. This weekend, Ocean City Jeep Week, I see. Can you kind of give us a rundown?
Yeah, you're going to see the Jeeps throughout town. Now, this is the second Jeep Week. This is the second Jeep Week. They started last year. You know, everybody has a little bit of growing pains. You know, they'll be back this year. So, you know, you'll see the Jeeps throughout town. And, you know, that's really just kind of like as we start with and build some momentum with our events, because we're only 2 weeks away from the air show.
Wow.
And you're going to see the air show in Ocean City June 14th and 15th, and the Blue Angels are going to be back. And,
that's
you
great.
Know, that really rocks the sky. That's a fabulous event, another patriotic type of event.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, that, you know, good weather there will really build some momentum going into the heart of the summer season.
Yeah, definitely. Again, Ocean City Jeep Week coming up this weekend. And then, you know, we get into June. You mentioned the air show, the movies on the beach starts. You know, you guys are going to have stuff down at the inlet area downtown. I mean, you got the weekly stuff. I mean, you know, it's here, Mayor Rick. It's here.
it's here. And tomorrow, or actually later today, I'm losing time. We have a Bear City Council work session, and we're going to be talking with Susan Petito, our Director of Park and Recreation, who's retiring. And Susan has just done a terrific job up at the Ocean City Park and Recreation Department. She was actually hired as an assistant by Tom Palazzo years ago, back in the mid-1980s, and she later became our director, and we're going to miss Susan, but want to give a shout out to her and thank her for, you know, really helping to continue to build our park and rec department. Bill, I know you're familiar with it.
Yes.
And all the kids that have gone through there, from Camp Horizon, you know, all the programs. I know my kids did, my grandkids do now, and you've just seen generations go through Northside Park, and
yes.
Susan's played a very big role in that, and we all want to congratulate her and thank her, and to see Susan, just say thank you for everything that you did.
Man, incredible. Yeah, definitely. Man. Look, and you say that's just so wild. You know, you talk about, you know, your kids. I grew up with your kids, and then, you know, we went, and now we're watching all of our kids go through. It's incredible. It's amazing how time goes.
Well, it's really funny because my son's friends are now coaching my grandkids in different sports. You know, and my grandson, Brantley, he's 14, but he's over now. He's over at West Ocean City at Elevate. And he actually coaches some of the younger kids, the kindergartners, the first graders, and the fourth graders.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, it's great because he's coaching the kids of that we all knew. You know, I mean, it's the generations and the fact that everybody's, you know, here in Ocean City and watching kids grow up and then getting to the next generation. I think that's one of the things that makes this such a great place to live.
You know what I heard somebody say over the weekend, enjoy these times when they're, you know, 13, 14, 15, you know, they're the best times of our lives. So, and then you can't get them back. So make sure we're there.
They grow up quick, and then you just have to wait for the next generation, and that's just as much fun.
Take
advantage of it. And we're so fortunate here with all the programs and all the activities, you know, Ocean City, Berlin, you know, West Ocean City. I mean, we're very fortunate, you know, whether it's beach lacrosse or Little League. I think it's very active in that and all these different things. I mean, we live in a great place, and it's a great opportunity for the kids and the young adults.
Mayor Rick Meehan, as always, it's always a pleasure, my friend. We appreciate it. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
No, just let's cross our fingers for some good weather. I know we're going to get some rain midweek. Let's hope it clears up for the weekend, and let's just post right on in to the summer season, and I look forward to seeing the Blue Angels 2 weeks from now.
You the man. Rick, thank you so much for checking in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you guys soon. Take care, Jessica.
Have a great day.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's